Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Basa Bulat.
Hey, it's Adil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Brian, I can't believe it's already here. Another week of music. Another week of your beautiful face.
Thanks. It really translates to radio.
What? How beautiful you are?
Yeah.
Well, people can make assumptions, I guess. It is the Earshot 20, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And the delightful and talented Brian Cleveland is going to let you know. I'm trying to flatter you this entire episode.
I know, and your foot keeps touching me too, so.
Oh, I see what's happening here. Yeah, you're going to let them know what they'll find if they go to that website.
Sure, it is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, brought to you by the National Campus Community Radio Association. You can find it all on earshot-online.com, including the entire national top 50 coming out every single week on Tuesday evenings. And as we do every single week, we're going to be bringing you selections from the top 20 albums across Canada. You can also find top 30 charts from over 30 contributing stations across Canada, as well as electronic, hip hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues specialty charts, monthly and yearly charts, and all kinds of other features, including reviews, interviews, and so very much more. So go and check all of that out at earshot-online.com. We're only giving you a smidgen of what is available. So
I like that word usage. That's good.
I thought you would. That was just for you.
A smidgen. You can also find us online a few ways, and you can get a smidgen of stuff from us.
Huh? No, now you're overusing it.
Oh. Oh, I really thought it was the word of the day. You can go to earshot-online. No, that's not right. You go to earshot20@gmail.com if you want to send us an email. That's what you use for the email address. I promise I'll get this together within the first like 10 minutes. facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out, and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of a feature. We will give you an interview and play something from your latest release. So please reach out to us and let us know what you're working on. We're really excited to do that for people. And also, head to our Facebook page right now. A sweet, 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 sweet opportunity for you to win tickets to Pop Montreal. Nay, not tickets. Day passes for every day of the festival.
Mm-hmm. In about a month away.
It's creeping up.
They just had a bunch of additions as well, so you can go check
even more,
check out who's there.
Wow. We're going to be talking to one of the organizers of Pop Montreal next month as well, in September. Well, depending on when you wind up listening to this, it might already be September, but we're going to be talking to them in September. We'll also get a couple artist interviews, and that includes today. We're talking with one of the band members of Braids. Austin joins us on the program. Stephen Karlick is also here with your music news and some interesting stuff to talk about this week. I feel like my lack of knowledge about musical artists really came through this week, because we talked about Morrissey's new book that's being released, and I said, oh, probably going to be an interesting read, and Stephen kind of guffawed at me and was like, well, it's Morrissey, so it's going to be interesting, because apparently he's an interesting guy. I don't know who he is. I have no problem admitting that. I do not know who Morrissey is.
Well, it's a great opportunity for you to find out.
I'm going to read his book now. yeah, we've got that, plus the top 20 and the lowdown as well. And as Brian does every week when we kick off the show, he's going to let you know what's been moving around on the charts.
Yeah, well, we have a couple of debuts this week, as well as a couple of new records as well in the top 20. So that means that a couple of records are falling below the top 20 this week. That includes Tough Age dropping from number 8 to number 23. I get the feeling Central was on the charts for quite some time. Danny Romano from number 14 to number 46. And we're also finding Rennie Wilson dropping from number 20 to number 22.
Can I just say that the death stare you gave me made me feel really like I was not going to say the scoop at all, because you gave me this stare and I was like, no, I'm not. I guess I can't do it anymore.
Oh, you're just stumbling. I was trying to figure out what was going on.
All right, let's kick it off. We'll start with number 20, of course, and make our way up from there.
All right, we talked about a couple of debuts and some new records. We're going to kick it all off with one. Stuff Like That There is a new record from Yola Tango featuring re-recorded versions of some of their old songs, as well as covers of The Cure, Hank Williams, The Parliaments, Sun Ra, The Lovin' Spoonful, Darlene McRae, and others. And we're kicking off the countdown this week with their cover of Automatic Doom, a song by Special Pillow, a 1990s Hoboken band that featured Yola Tango's James McNew. Following that, number 19, dropping one spot, is Slim Twig. Thanks for Sticking with Twig is the newest record from them. Slippin' Slidin' is a track you're going to hear in there. And the Soul Jazz Orchestra have a new one out. It's called Resistance, at number 13 last week, at number 18 this week. And we're going to close out the first set of tunes with the track called As the World Turns.
All right, here's Yola Tango with Atomic Doom. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 19.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 18.
As the World Turns by the Soul Jazz Orchestra at number 18, down from number 13, their new one, Resistance. Slim Twig at number 19 this week. Thanks for sticking with Twig. Slipping, Sliding was a track you heard there. And kick it all off at number 20 with Automatic Doom by Yola Tango from the album Stuff Like That There.
All right, the countdown continues, and hope you're enjoying the program. We're taking a break right now, though, from all that wonderful music to talk about music, but just you're not going to hear music, you're going to hear about it. Of course, we're heading to the phone line to chat with our friend from Exclaim Magazine, the senior editor there, Stephen Karlick. He's on the line. Welcome back to the program this week, Stephen.
You know, if you ever wanted me to sing a song, all you have to do is ask.
Oh, that's a scary offer to make, actually, you know. to me, maybe not to Brian, but to me. Yeah. We've got all kinds to talk about this week, and so I don't want to hold up on that because lots of interesting news and some pretty cool stories. We're going to kick things off and chat a little bit about Tanya Tagak and Owen Pallett, who are teaming up for a Live at Massey Hall show.
Yes, they are. So many across Canada, even though it is in Toronto, Massey Hall, a bit of an iconic venue, especially for their ongoing Live at Massey Hall series. You will, of course, have heard Neil Young's famous entry in the series. This latest one is going to feature a performance from Tanya Tagak and Owen Pallett, the acclaimed Canadian artists, both of whom are former recipients of the Polaris Music Prize, will co-headline a performance on December 1st, which will be filmed for the online video series. Steve Jordan, founder and executive director of Polaris Music Prize, said in a press release, quote, Massey Hall is recognized by artists and audiences the world over as a hallowed cathedral of music. We're honored to be involved in this presentation and likewise humbled that Tanya and Owen have chosen to represent the excellence and artistic freedom of Polaris and its nominees. The Live at Massey Hall series, as we know it now, launched last year and showcased artists like Timber Tambor, Basha Bulat, Coeur de Pirat, and Destroyer in its inaugural run. So far this season, performances from the likes of Dan Mangan and Blacksmith, Shad, Hayden, and Zaki Ibrahim have been documented. Tickets for Tagak and Pallett's concert are on sale now. You can find information for the Massey Hall presentation at exclaim.ca.
Sounds like it'll be a pretty wicked show.
They're two sort of, I mean, their music is incredible, but live, they both do something totally unexpected and incredible. They're both the sort of performers that you might bring a friend to who hadn't even heard of them, and that person would be moved. So definitely an incredible performance to have both of them in one room.
Cool stuff. All right, we will move on now to some news about Library Voices. They're unveiling an LP, and they've shared a new single.
Yes, the Regina Indie Rock Unit dropped their 7-song EP, For John, last year. Now they're ready to follow it up with a brand new full-length titled Lovish. That's L-O-V-I-S-H. And the new long player is due out on November 6th, courtesy of Novato Music. The aforementioned EP marked a departure from the band's more peppy, polished Summer of Lust album, and on the forthcoming new one, the band continued to blend lo-fi rock and roll with solid pop hooks. The two-year process behind the new album was apparently a dark one, with frontman Carl Johnson spending some of it recovering from a street attack that left him concussed and with a damaged sense of smell. Nevertheless, he penned 7 of the new tracks, with guitarist Brennan Ross contributing another 4. There is a new single called O Donna. You can hear that at exclaim.ca. You can see the track list for Lovish, and you can see the new album cover, which is very cool. So all of that at exclaim.ca.
Can't wait to check out the album. Sounds like it's going to be a pretty good one.
Yeah.
And we will close things out in this hour of the program with some news about a guy that I'm really fond of. You might know him for his more popular song that's on commercial radio right now, Can't Feel My Face, but obviously he's got lots of great music. It's The Weeknd, and some of it is getting a vinyl treatment.
Yes, and this is sad news for anyone who shelled out big dollars on the box set when this was out. But the Toronto-born international R&B superstar The Weeknd is gearing to drop his latest album, Beauty Behind the Madness. But before that, he'll be putting out vinyl copies, finally, individual vinyl copies of his first 3 mixtapes. That's House of Balloons, Thursday, and Echoes of Silence. It was announced recently and inconspicuously that they were made available online. It's a pre-order, and the Canadian release date for all 3 albums is listed as September 11th. Of course, the 3 mixtapes were originally released as individual downloads online, and they were then compiled as a set titled Trilogy, which was released on CD and, like I said, on a limited edition 6-LP set. Bootleg versions of the free releases were made available, but now this is the first sort of official release of these. So very cool stuff for fans, especially, I mean, House of Balloons is sort of iconic now as it was nominated for Polaris. I think the first mixtape to be nominated for Polaris, not to mention, I mean, I think Thursday is just incredible, and Echoes of Silence is good as well. So exciting news.
Awesome. Okay. Well, we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have more of the charts on the way. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear I Negate by Soul. Their new one is at number 17, down from 10. It's called I Became a Shade. And La Luz is in the charts again this week at number 16, rising one spot from their debut on the program last week. And the album is called Weirdo Shrine. You're going to hear You Disappear.
Moving in, traveling, boxes on the open floor, and if I lied, it was only a disguise, all to hide what you ought to know.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 16.
We'll be right back.
You Disappear by Lulu's at number 16, up one spot this week, is their new one, Weirdo Shrine. And before that, at number 17, down from number 10, you heard Soul from the album I Became a Shade. That was I Negate.
We've been chatting a bit over the last couple weeks about Pop Montreal, September 16th to the 20th, an opportunity to take in some incredible music from over 100 musical acts, if you can believe it, including Braids. And Austin from the band joins us on the line to chat. Austin, great to have you on the Earshot 20.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So first, what's the band been up to since the release of Deep in the Iris? I assume it's been busy for you guys.
It's been great. Extremely busy, but very rewarding period of time for us. Pretty much for the last 3 months, we've been on the road, but just got home a couple weeks ago and have had some time to enjoy the summer in Montreal, which is always a very nice thing.
And I want to congratulate you and the band on being shortlisted for the Polaris Music Prize this year for Deep in the Iris, and the second of your albums to make the shortlist. What's the feeling from the band being nominated for this award?
I mean, we're very honored. I think Polaris is a very cool organization, and I think that they're standing for a lot of really great things. And I'm really just impressed that there's people coming together to represent this kind of music in a more sort of public way. I think it's a really great thing for this scene of music and for music that doesn't normally get this kind of representation, say at the Junos or, you know, the Grammys and stuff like that. So I think it's very, very cool. Steve Jordan, the fellow who runs Polaris, is a wonderful man. He's a super big supporter of so many bands, and I think it's also just really cool to like have a night where I'm going to get to see so many great bands perform and hang out with them and just talk with them. And a lot of my favorite records of the year were nominated for this, so I'm really excited.
Very cool. And not to put you on the spot, but I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you guys have any plans if you win?
No, we haven't been thinking about that at all.
Haven't been thinking about it. You also do get to meet, if you haven't already, Fred Penner, because he's going to be the host. So that's always something to look forward to, too, right?
Yeah, I've met him a couple times, just like backstage at festivals and stuff like that. He's quite an interesting fellow, for sure.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about Pop Montreal, because the festival is quickly approaching, and I'm sure the band is looking forward to playing. Is there an element of playing festivals that you really enjoy, like getting to see other bands you haven't seen in a while or anything like that?
Well, I mean, Pop is very different than most other festivals, for sure, because you know, it integrates a lot of local bands with a lot of sort of international artists, and just the way that it's laid out, all taking place over the course of one city, you know, like many different venues. It's a lot about community, and it's as much about the groups of people that you go to see shows with, and like how you guys experience the shows together, and the barbecues that you go to, and the after parties that you go to, as it is about the bands you see. So it's this huge coming together of community from all over, like Montreal, and then everyone's friends come into town, so you got this big international thing going on, integrating with a very like intimate local music scene, which is like, it's one of my favorite festivals in the world to be a part of. And whenever I'm not touring, I'm always trying to go, even if I'm not playing, you know, just like as a bystander. And I think it's wonderful. It's, you can definitely feel the energy like buzzing around the city when it's happening. And I always love playing it too, because the audiences are always very like excited, because they're feeling that vibe, you know.
Well, as I mentioned in the opening of this, over 100 musical acts, not to mention some of the other pop things that happen, the arts and all that stuff. It sounds like an incredible festival to happen over that short a period of time.
Yeah, it's very fun. I mean, just I have lots of fond memories of shows, and I mean, one of our favorite shows we've ever played here was at Pop Montreal. It was at the Ukrainian Federation. We were playing with a band called Shushu, and yeah, just like lots of really beautiful memories of the festival.
I love it. And yeah. and the Pop Festival kind of kicks off a leg of touring for you guys as well. Are you working on any new material while you're on the road and touring, or are you just concentrating right now on the live shows?
Not while we've been on the road, but actually today and or yesterday was the first day of going into the studio to start working on a batch of new material. So it's like when we went and when we were recording our record, we were in the woods for like better part of a year, working on these different songs and eventually piecing together an album. But there was like maybe 6 or 7 songs that we didn't get a chance to finish that we're still really excited about, and finally have like a month and a half off in our touring cycle. So we're just trying to wrap that up and hopefully aiming to put out an EP in early next year with that material.
I'll look forward to hearing it. Braidsmusic.com. Check it out for all the latest on the band. And Austin, best of luck with the tour and with the Polaris Prize. Really, really hope that that comes through for you guys.
Hey, thanks, man.
Here's Braids in an Earshot Extra spot. And don't forget, you can hear them as well as several other great bands at Pop Montreal September 16th to the 20th. And it could be on us. Facebook.com/Earshot20 to win 5-day passes to the festival. Head on over and do that now while you enjoy a song from Deep in the Iris. More of the charts after this. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
Teen Days with a track called Valley of Gardens. Their new one is at number 14, up from 40, and it's called Morning World. Nap Eyes has a re-release of their debut last year. It's now on You've Changed Records. That album is called Wine of the Mystic. It's at number 15, up from number 19. No Man Needs to Care was a track we heard from them. And Braids, they only dropped off the charts just recently, and we said hello again to them this week with an interview and an extra in there with the track called Sore Eyes.
Yeah, and a chance for you to see Austin and the band, among many others, at Pop Montreal, coming up in late September. And the tickets, they're on us. You can win day passes for every day of the festival. Facebook.com/earshot20 and like and share the contest photo for your chance to win. It's that easy. I swear to you, there are no other tricks. You can do it. And 18 plus. You just got to be 18 years of age and a Canadian resident, and you can do it. It's so easy. We'll wait for you. Brian and I will wait for you to do it right now. Okay, good job. Here we go. We've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All right, we have our second of two debuts at number 13. It's the new one from Destroyer. It is the 10th album from Dan Behar as that project, and it's called Poison Season. Here's a track called Girl in a Sling.
Stars, three stars, the night sky above used to mean everything to horses in love, girl in a sling. How come your eyes come in and out of focus in the park all alone, early spring, girl in a sling. Mm-hmm. been sifting through these remains for years. Bitter tears, bitter pills. Oh, it sucks when there's nothing but gold in those hills. Girl, I know what you're going through. I'm going there too. Girl, I know what you're going through. I'm going there too. I've been sifting through these remains for years. Bitter tears, bitter pills. Oh, it sucks when there's nothing but gold in those hills. Girl, I know what you're going through. I'm going there too. Girl, I know what you're going through. I'm going there too. I'm going there too. I'm going there too. I'm going there too. I'm going there too.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 12. Number 11.
Orchestrate the shouting.
refrigerator drum, carrying the shadows almost on.
It's the Earshot 20.
And as we round out the first hour of the program in the first 10 of our countdown, that was Wilco at number 11, down from 7. Their new record is called Star Wars, and we heard a track called Magnetize. We heard Possible Futures by Joyful Talk before that. At number 12, falling to number 9, is their new one called Muix. And debuting at the high spot of number 13 is the new and 10th album from Destroyer. Dan Behar's latest is called Poison Season, and we heard a track from that one called Girl in a Sling.
All right, that does it for the first hour of the program. And if you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emin, Brian Cleveland in studio with me. And it's sad, Brian, for the next couple of weeks, I won't be here 1 week, then you won't be here. So it's going to be a little while. This is our last show together for a couple of weeks anyway. And then who knows what will happen to you while you're away. Hint. There's no hint there. Where are you going?
Where am I going? I'm going to Ottawa.
Oh.
For a couple days, yeah.
I'm going to Nova Scotia.
Oh.
Both work-related? Or is yours pleasure?
No.
Oh, yours is work-related too? Cool. Like anybody cares out there. The Earshot 20 is record.
Sharing dinner conversation.
Yeah, why not? The Earshot 20 is record out of the Campus and Community Radio Station in St. John, New Brunswick. And we record and we broadcast here first every week, Fridays, 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on Local 107.3 FM before sending out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download us from radioforall.net or podcast the show through iTunes. If you're high listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And stick around, because in the next hour of the program, we have more great music. Brian's got the lowdown. Plus, Stephen Karlick's back with some more music news and his song pick of the week. You're not going to want to miss that. Stick around. There's more on the way. We'll be right back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.